This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Plowing out from our blizzard, I received my Prairie Moon Nursery catalog. Oh, the joy it brings. Inside the catalog is a list of native plants that are hosts for specific butterflies and moths. For earlier bloom and the first to provide nectar for hummingbirds, choose columbine. This plant is also host to the columbine duskywing. Red and yellow flowers bloom from April to June on this 2-foot plant. Golden Alexanders is another earlier bloomer and host to the black swallowtail butterfly. It's also an important plant for short-tongued bees, as they can easily reach the nectar in the shallow flowers. The swallowtail eats the leaves. This plant grows to 3 feet. A pretty plant that is very tough is the blue sage. Growing in full to part sun, it will reach 5 feet. It withstands drought and frigid snow and is host to the hermit sphinx. I just ordered some to plant this spring. I have links and photos on gardenbite.com. Be sure to take a look and learn more. Pearly Everlasting blooms from June to September and grows to 2 feet. It's hardy to zone 2. Soft, silvery green foliage with pearlescent flowers play well with most plants and is a host to the beautiful American lady butterfly, which is very similar to painted ladies. New England asters are a host for the wavy-lined emerald moth. The larva camouflages itself. And I have to wrap this up with Bradbury's Monarda. It's a companion to the raspberry pyrosta, a rose pink moth. This Monarda is shorter and more compact than the popular classic prairie plant, Monarda fistulosa, an excellent choice for home landscaping. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.